Kadgar Prasad Olly says he's stepping down immediately. His resignation comes after protesters set fire to the homes of some of Nepal's top political leaders in opposition to a social media ban that's been lifted now, a day after deadly anti-government protests when police opened fire and killed 19 people. Despite the lifting of the ban on social media, small protests have taken place, violating the curfew orders. Protester Narayan Ashaya tells the AP, "We're here to protest because our youth and friends are getting killed. We're here to seek that justice is done and the present regime is ousted." The mass protest and attack on Parliament on Monday began as opposition to the ban on social media platforms, but was fueled by growing frustration and dissatisfaction against the political parties. Bishnu Joshi, a government worker, explains. The massive protest rally on the streets clearly shows how frustrated and disappointed the younger generation is. I'm Charles Diladesma.